Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Because, yes, some schools have started up already. Not sure if all the bus drivers are out there yet, but it's going to be coming sooner rather than later here in the next couple of weeks. Anywho, shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers, all my local 613 IBEW workers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I got to add another quick one to the list that I should have been shouting out for a while now. All my nurses. And ain't just doctors out there. Got to shout out all the nurses, too. And especially since one of my cousins is a nurse in labor and delivery. So shout out to my cousin Morgan out there. But anywho, hope you all are doing well here on a Tuesday. We got plenty to get into this morning. We will start on a high note because how about the Braves? And look, I'll say this. Again, I'm not worried about the Braves as far as making a run to the postseason. Again, I'm not saying they can't. I'm not saying they won't. But I'm just not waiting on it. I'm not holding my breath for it. If you want to hold your breath for it and if you want to hold out hope, great. I just feel like if I do that, I'm setting my own mental up. I'm setting my own self up for failure. And I don't want to necessarily put that on my mental right now because Falcons season about to start, and I'm already about to be all the way invested into that. And so I don't need to be stressing about the Braves and the Falcons all at the same time. And especially when we throw the Hawks in there, the Hawks and the Falcons will be playing at the same time. Hawks got heavy expectations too. So I'm just not throwing my hat in the Braves pit right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not doing that. I'm not stressing myself out about worrying about whether or not the Braves are going to win every single ball game here down the stretch to try and make a run. I'm just not going to worry about it. So if it happens, great. Then we can go on that joyride, and I'll worry about that when we get there. But as of right now, I'm enjoying the Braves when they win, and when they lose, I'm going to be like, you know what? Again, it's just not our year, so I ain't too worried about it. That's how I'm looking at the rest of the Braves season. I've told you that before. But we're going to enjoy a win, and it was a nice win. Last night, the Braves got 9-5. They win it. How about the rookie sensation? We got to start calling that man a little bit of a rookie sensation. Drake Baldwin, 6 RBIs last night, 3-for-5, 6 RBIs, and he was looking good as that DH. And look, you have to give, I don't know if Alex Anthopoulos was a part of this decision, but you got to give Brian Snicker for sure credit. And if Alex Anthopoulos, you know, had any hand in this, you got to give him a little credit too. Again, I'm not sure if he was, but we knew for a while that they were doing their best to stick with Marcell Ozuna. And look, Marcell Ozuna, we just have to face it. He's injured. It's not that Marcell Ozuna can't. It's not like Marcell Ozuna forgot to how to hit the ball or he fell off or anything like that. He has a whole hip tear. He's got no power. You can see when you watch him try to swing, he's got no power. He'll get a home run every now and again, but the Big Bear should have a lot more big flies this season. And he would have a lot more big flies if he didn't have that hip tear. But him, you can tell, is really starting to get to him. And again, so when I say this, this is no slight to Marcell Ozuna, because I think if he didn't have that hip tear, he would be in the DH spot and he would be getting at bats every day, as he should. And I think his numbers would be a whole lot better, especially his home run numbers. But it was a good move by Brian Snicker. And again, if Alex Anthopoulos had a hand in it, Alex Anthopoulos as well, I'd give him credit. But it was a good move to finally allow Sean Murphy and Drake Baldwin to be in the lineup at the same time. I know they were trying to save those guys and not have them both, not have one as a DH and one as a catcher. You know, you were trying to save them both, or try to, you know, take pressure off them both and not kind of wear them both down at the same time. But with one just hitting, it's not, again, it's nowhere near as bad as on the knees. So, look, it's fine. And at this point, if the Braves are, because we know they're going to fight to the very end, and if the Braves are going to try and make a run, then you need all your big boppers. You need all the guys that are hitting well. You need them all in the lineup at the same time. And right now, that's Sean Murphy and especially Drake Baldwin after what we saw him do last night. So it's a good adjustment, again, by Brian Snicker and whoever else was involved in making that change. It's a good adjustment, and it's an adjustment that was very much needed. And you're seeing the fruits of it now. We saw it last weekend, too. Drake Baldwin had a good weekend this past weekend. He had a good series against the Yankees, and now he's starting off hot against the Giants. And again, he's been rock solid all year. He's, what, batting .290, I think, right now after last night. So he's up near .300. Power numbers are pretty good, and he came up huge in some spots last night. I mean, you have the bases loaded in the bottom of the first inning, and you cash in. The only other better outcome than a bases clearing double would have been a grand slam, but that was the next best option for Drake Baldwin and the Braves. And so him being able to cash in with runners in scoring position, that was great to see. So, I mean, again, look. Yeah, you got to tip your hat to Drake Baldwin and everything he's been able to do. And I saw, I think it was MLB on Fox posted it on Twitter that, you know, right now he got voted. I think it's from, you know, I don't know if it's from writers or, oh, my goodness. I just saw Kay, you know, Up in Adams with Kay Adams, that show, she's on right now on the TV to my left, and she has a knife, and she's just flaying around a knife. Now, you know, obviously she's in there by herself, so I guess it's fine, but I was just a little taken back as why she's throwing around the knife and doing, you know, gestures with the knife. Anywho, sorry I got distracted there. I was like, whoa, what's going on here? Anywho, the Braves get a good win last night again. Drake Baldwin did a great job. He went 3-for-4. Look, when we talk about making sure you have the right guys with runners in scoring position up at the plate, this is what we're talking about. Drake Baldwin had 4 opportunities with runners in scoring position last night. He went 3-for-4. And now you do have to give, obviously, credit to the guys in front of him for being on base in front of him and allowing him to come through with runners in scoring position. But it felt like all season long, the Braves haven't had the right guy up with runners in scoring position. They just haven't. You know, when they got the bases loaded and 2 outs or the bases loaded, nobody out, they got, you know, Ozzy when he was struggling. And it looks like Ozzy maybe is starting to come around. He had a very good weekend against the Yankees, and he had a solid night last night as well. Ozzy went 1-for-2 at RBI as well, 2 walks. So that was good to see from Ozzy, and hopefully Ozzy is starting to come around. He's starting to heat up a little bit because his name is definitely on the trading block right about now, and I'm not sure, again, if Alex Anthopoulos is going to choose to try and trade Ozzy Albies or not, and if he does, Ozzy is making himself a little bit more valuable right about now. But if they do decide to keep Ozzy, then it's good because he's starting to turn it around and show that he can still be that productive second baseman that we know he can be. But when you talk about the guys in front of him and those guys getting on base, when you talk about, you look at the lineup last night, Profar, Matt Olson, Ronald Acuña Jr., all were in front of Drake Baldwin. And Drake Baldwin in that cleanup spot was cleaning it up. Like I said, 3-for-4 were runners in scoring position last night. And those guys getting on in front of him, doing a good job getting in front of him is how he was able to get those 6 RBIs. So, again, it's a credit to the guys in front of him for getting on base. It's a credit to Drake Baldwin for cashing in when those guys were in front of him on base. So, you know, this is a lineup right now that you feel solid about, that has done a good job scoring some runs here over the past 4 games. Because, I mean, if you look at it, they've done a good job scoring runs. Now, the pitching obviously has fallen off because you're decimated as far as your starting pitching goes. But when you talk about scoring runs, other than Sunday's game, where you only got 2 from solo home runs from Matt Olson, Ronald Acuña Jr., you've done a good job scoring runs. What was it? So now 3 out of the past 4 games. You scored 7 this past Friday. Then you scored 9 on Saturday. You should have won that game, but we all know, you know, again, the pitching fell apart. You only scored, like I said, 2 on Sunday, but then you come back and score 9 yesterday. So you've been doing a good job scoring runs. So this lineup you've been putting out over the past 4 games has been working. When you talk about Profar, the leadoff, Matt Olson hitting at the 2, Ronald Acuña Jr. hitting at the 3 spot, Drake Baldwin cleaning up, then Sean Murphy, Ozzy Albies, and then you have, obviously, Nacho Alvarez, Michael Harris, and Nick Allen. That's kind of been the lineup here for the past few games. And so that lineup has obviously Brian Snitker has found something with that lineup, and that lineup has maybe sparked something, and it seems like it's a good balance between, you know, speed, and we'll talk about speed more in a second because, my goodness, Ronald Acuña Jr. continues to show off all the tools and make a case for why he is the best player in baseball right now. But finishing the thought about the lineup right now that Brian Snitker seemingly has found, it's looking like you got a good on-base guy with Profar who does a good job getting on, and he still has that power that we know Ronald Acuña Jr. had in the leadoff spot, and he's still got good speed too. So he can still bring – he's not obviously Ronald Acuña Jr., but he still has a lot of the similar tools that Ronald Acuña Jr. had in the leadoff spot, so you're not really missing anything. And then Matt Olson, again, and continue to play at the 2 spot, and then you got Ronnie at the 3 to, you know, make up for what you're missing with Austin Riley, not in the lineup right now at that 3 spot. And then you get Drake Baldwin, who is on a tear right now, Sean Murphy – playing well, and Ozzy starting to come around. If he can start to come around even more, then he's going to have some opportunities to get some RBIs as well. And we saw that last night with him getting an RBI and a big hit to help extend the Braves' lead. But Again, it's looking like, at least so far right now, this Braves lineup is stepping up in the absence of Austin Riley. It's looking like they found a little sham-sham, and they're doing a better job of scoring some runs on a more consistent basis. So, again, I don't know if it's too little too late, but you're taking on a Giants team right now that has lost, what, I think six straight. I think last night's loss was six straight for the Giants. I'm double-checking that right now. Yeah. Six straight loss after last night's 9-5 loss to the Braves. So you're beating up on a team that is already struggling. And look, you can't be mad at it. I am beat up on. Look, with the luck and the poor play the Braves have had, I'm a win is a win is a freaking win at this point. So you can't be mad at any wins that the Braves are getting, or you can't take anything away from them. So look, again, good night for the Braves. Bats did a good job coming up clutch overall with runners in scoring position. They did a really good job. 5-for-11 overall, and three out of those five hits were from Drake Baldwin. But look, again, it's about getting the right guys up with runners in scoring position, and that's why you got Drake Baldwin in that cleanup spot that you do. So lineup looking good right now. Nick Gallen had one as well, along with Ozzie Albies. Bryce Elder, we got solid Bryce Elder. We got good Bryce Elder. Well, we got okay. We got solid Bryce Elder. I'll say that. I won't go to good. We got solid Bryce Elder. Five innings pitched. Give up eight hits, three runs, three walks, and had a strikeout as well. So, again, solid Bryce Elder. You had a big enough lead to where it didn't really, you know, matter too much what the bullpen did, but the bullpen was solid. And Yo De Los Santos gave up another run, but, you know, story for another day. Rafael Montero gave up a run, but, you know, again, story for another day. He really only gave up a homer, so it is what it is. But, again, you built up a big lead to where you had a little room for error and you were able to put in guys and they weren't necessarily high-leverage situations. So, good night all around for the Bravos. Again, huge night for Drake Baldwin. Six RBIs, 3-for-5 on the night. Ronald Acuña Jr. had another solid night. And again, we got to talk about real quick before we go to break. How about him scoring from first on a little single that barely, I mean barely, left the infield? Running through the stop sign of Freddy Gonzalez and sliding in safely at home, showing off the speed. So, over the last, like, what, three, four games, five games maybe, he's shown off the power. He had, what, like a 456-foot home run on Saturday. He's shown off the arm with the catch he made. I believe that was, what, Friday night where he threw out the runner at third. When he did a little pirouette and then threw an absolute missile, heat-seeking missile to third base to get the runner at third. And then he shows off the speed. He made another diving catch on Sunday and then shows off the speed last night with scoring from first to third on a freaking single. I mean, again, Ronald Acuña Jr. is the best player in baseball. Debate a wall. I ain't trying to hear none of that. But, again, good night for the Braves. They beat the Giants 9-5. They'll be back at it tonight as they get into game two of their three-game set. Going to be Davis Daniel on the mound for the Bravos. And for the Giants, is going to be Layden Roop on the mound for the Giants. So hopefully Davis Daniel can give us a solid-ish outing and just keep us in the game. And if this offense can keep scoring the way they do, you know, just give up three runs or less. Three runs or less is all we need if this offense can keep going the way it has been over the last few games. But, again, good night for the Braves. We'll take the good. We'll celebrate the good. And when it's bad, we'll just be like, you know, it is what it is. So we'll see. We just got to enjoy the ride at this point, folks. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll get into some more Atlanta Falcons football talk as training camp starts Thursday. And we are still hyping you up all the way to Thursday's training camp. Players actually report tomorrow, and then they'll get to practicing on Thursday. But we'll get talking about that here on the other side of the break. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. You download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and all your smart devices. And guess what? Once you got it on your smartphone and all your smart devices, you search for the radio station, 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, follow it, subscribe to it, then find all the shows, including mine, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, Sam and Greg, all the other great shows on the weekend from The Diamond. You find all the shows, follow them, subscribe to them, and then The Game. And what I mean by that is you'll get push notifications about when shows are going live. You'll get push notifications about when guests are coming on live. You'll get push notifications about when new audio and articles are posted to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their entirety. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments, interviews. You'll be able to do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. Also, as we are getting ready to get into a conversation about the Atlanta Falcons, and yeah, you know what? I ain't going to hold it off anymore. Said I was going to wait until we got a little bit closer, probably Thursday, to talk about some training camp battles. But guess what? I'm ready. And you know what? We may not get to them all today, and so we may just kind of build up towards it as we get closer and closer to Thursday. So over the next couple days, we might talk about a couple of different training camp battles that I'm looking into. We'll see how many we get to today. But before we get into this training camp battle conversation about the Atlanta Falcons, I do have to let you know that starting Thursday and continuing through August 13th, Sports Radio 99 The Game is bringing you exclusive coverage of Falcons training camp with The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, and Andy Reston live from Flowery Branch. And when practice wraps up, join Dukes and Bell at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia, the Taj Mahal Hooters, as we like to call it, And coverage is brought to you by Rolux Real Mowers for the best grass in your neighborhood by Peachtree Pest Control, your hometown pest pro since 1976, and by Window Nation, windownation.com, or call 866-90-NATION. Live coverage of Falcons training camp starts Thursday, as I just told you, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So with all that being said, let's talk about some Falcons training camp battles. I think, obviously, the number one training that we all are going to be watching out for comes in the secondary. When we talk about Jordan Fuller and Xavier Watts. And you can also throw DeMarco Helms in there. Actually, you probably should throw DeMarco Helms in there. To me, that's a three-way safety battle. Jordan Fuller has experience on Xavier Watts and DeMarco Helms. As far as he's been in the league the longest, he's got the most veteran experience, and he's probably going to be able to pick up on the defense. Maybe, because remember, this is a new defense for everybody on the Atlanta Falcons with Jeff Olbert coming back as the DC. So everybody's learning the new defense. And with, again, Jordan Fuller being the most experienced guy out of the three we're talking about right now between Jordan Fuller and DeMarco Helms, he'll probably, because just, again, he's been around the league the longest, he's probably going to be able to maybe pick up on the defense the quickest. That's not necessarily a guarantee, but, you know, that just comes with experience. You're able to understand concepts and things of that nature more quickly. So I think Jordan Fuller definitely has the experience when it comes to edge. When it comes to experience, pick up a defense the fastest and pick up a scheme the fastest. However, I think skill-wise, I think Xavier Watts is ahead of Jordan Fuller as far as what his ceiling is. DeMarco Helms, I probably would even maybe put a little bit ahead of Jordan Fuller as far as what DeMarco Helms' ceiling is. And when you talk about the advantage, and this is a slight advantage that DeMarco Helms has, but he's been on the team the longest. This is Jordan Fuller's first year on the Falcons. This is Xavier Watts, obviously rookie year in the NFL and first year on the Falcons. So DeMarco Helms, having been with the organization for a minute, now he's been hurt. He hasn't been able to do a bunch of stuff on the field, but when he was on the field for his rookie year, he did a nice job. And we'll see how much that helps carry over into things. But Xavier Watts was a high pick for this football team. And I think at some point they're going to want Xavier Watts to take over that job. How long it takes, I don't know. But Xavier Watts definitely has an advantage as far as the coaches. If it's a close race, let's just say, for lack of better terms, if we're seeing Xavier Watts, Jordan Fuller, and DeMarco Helms all perform kind of at that same level, then I think they would go ahead and let the future be now and let Xavier Watts get those reps and maybe let Xavier Watts be the starter. And again, that's if Jordan Fuller or DeMarco Helms isn't playing like head and shoulders above Xavier Watts. But if they're all playing around the same level, why wouldn't you just let the rookie play? I mean, that you drafted him fairly high, and you know you want him to go ahead and start getting reps. If there's no real fall off between a Jordan Fuller and Xavier Watts and DeMarco Helms, they're probably going to go ahead and let Xavier Watts play. So I think that's the advantage that Xavier Watts has. So all these guys have a little bit of an advantage in different areas, but it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, because I do like DeMarco Helms. I think there is a spot for DeMarco Helms on this team. I like Jordan Fuller too. He's good veteran depth, and you can't have enough of that in the NFL. So I think when you talk about that other spot next to Jesse Bates as far as safety goes, it's somebody will be Jesse Bates' backup too. And maybe if Jordan Fuller doesn't get the job next to Jesse Bates, maybe he'll be his direct backup. So we'll see how that ends up playing out, and we'll have plenty of time to go over depth charts once they come out, probably before the first preseason game and things of that nature. But I think that is going to be a very, very fascinating and probably the top training camp battle when you talk about that safety spot next to Jesse Bates, when you talk about Jordan Fuller, when you talk about Xavier Watts, and you talk about DeMarco Helms. If they had to play today, if they were playing their first preseason game today and they were playing all their starters, Jordan Fuller would be the starter. I mean, that's just is what it is. Again, he's got the veteran experience and all of those things going his way. So you could pencil in Jordan Fuller as of right now, but I'll say this. Don't be surprised if Xavier Watts makes some hay and he wins that job. And don't even be surprised if DeMarco Helms ends up winning that job. Because, again, I think what I just said about if there's no fall off between the three, Xavier Watts, Jordan Fuller, and DeMarco Helms, I think they would probably play Xavier Watts. Well, if there's a little bit of fall off between maybe Xavier Watts and the other two, then, you know, obviously they will play one of the other two. But if there's no fall off between, let's say, a Jordan Fuller and a DeMarco Helms, I think they play DeMarco Helms because I think he has a higher ceiling. So at this point, I don't think you can rule out any of the three being that starting safety next to Jesse Bates. And I think another reason, if there's no real drop-off between the three, another reason they would feel comfortable playing Xavier Watts is because you got a veteran guy like Jesse Bates like there who can, again, play more of a center field role now, because I think Xavier Watts is going to be able to play a little bit lower in the box and things of that nature, and Jesse Bates is going to be able to do what he wants to do, which is play more of a center field, play more of a real back safety, a free safety type of role, and they'll let Xavier Watts be more that strong safety guy. Whoever's in there, Jordan Fuller, DeMarco Helms, they'll let that guy be more that strong safety guy, and they'll let, again, Jesse Bates be in the role that he more so wants to be in, which is that free safety role, that center field role, who's making sure nothing is getting past him and he's able to kind of roam around and, you know, shade one way, cheat over another way, and do things like that. So I think with that being the case, they would feel okay with Xavier Watts starting next to Jesse Bates, because Jesse Bates could cover up any sort of rookie mistake that an Xavier Watts probably will make if he ends up being the starter or taking over that starting spot at any point during the season. So it'll be an interesting battle for sure, but I think that is definitely right now the top training camp battle. And see, I told you we probably wouldn't get through them all. We only got through one. And so we'll talk about more training camp battles as we get closer to training camp starting Thursday. And again, we're going to bring you live coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, your home for Atlanta Falcons football. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we got some other news to get to. We got NBA and NFL news. A couple of former star guards are returning to their old teams. And Jerry Jones out here just talking too much again. We'll get to it all next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you tuning in. Shout out to all my people that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym, maybe getting that final rep in before they head on into the office. I appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. We got to get into a few NFL stories. We'll get into that in just a couple of minutes, but I do want to talk about a couple of things when it comes to the NBA as well, because we got a couple of, we didn't mention it yesterday, and I wasn't here when the news broke, I guess, Thursday to talk about it Friday morning. I was out in Michigan, up in Michigan, and so this is going to be my first time talking about, and again, I didn't have a chance to talk about it yesterday. I had other things to get to, but didn't have a chance to talk about Damian Lillard going back to the Portland Trailblazers as he agreed to a, what was it, 3-year, $42 million deal to go back to the Trailblazers. And then we got the news of Chris Paul going back to the Clippers on a 1-year deal. It was going to be his 21st season. And I think this move is honestly very telling. And Chris Paul has said it before, even before he made his decision to return back to the Clippers for this upcoming season. Again, it's going to be his 21st NBA season. My goodness, he's been in the league for a long time. But I just respect the longevity that Chris Paul's career has had. But he said even before, if he does play this season, it's going to be his last. And so him going back to the Clippers where, and obviously he didn't start his career with the Clippers, if you know, he started his career with the Hornets. I know that seemed like forever ago, but he did start his career with the New Orleans Hornets, who are now the Pelicans, and I wouldn't see him going back to the Pelicans. Maybe if the New Orleans Hornets were still around, maybe he would go to that team. But with him having the most success in a Clippers uniform and all the things that he did in the Clippers uniform, him going back to the Clippers definitely also is a sign that, yeah, he's retiring this year. He's going to have one last ride with the team he had the most success with, and he is going to play it out and see how it goes. And look, the Clippers are an older team, but they're a solid team. And I was seeing, man, Twitter is undefeated. I tell you, Twitter is really undefeated. I just saw their starting lineup, and I saw some tweet. I can't even remember exactly what it said, but it was a joke about all of them being old, basically. And, I mean, they are going to have an older squad. You talk about Chris Paul. He's obviously in his 21st NBA season. James Harden, he's older, obviously. You talk about Kawhi Leonard. He's, again, I don't look at Kawhi Leonard quite as old, but he is, again, he is in more. He's obviously a veteran player. Then you talk about Brook Lopez, obviously, too. Zubac isn't old, but he's the youngest one out of the bunch. But they do definitely have an older team. And then Bradley Beal, who they got as well. Obviously, he's an older guy as well. Now, again, not super old. And all these guys, besides really Chris Paul, aren't super old. But this definitely is an older, very much veteran team. But look, I do think that could play to the strengths of the Clippers because all these guys want to win. All these guys, I think, will be no nonsense. All these guys have been through their trials and tribulations in some way, shape, or form. And I think all these guys are going to come in on a mission, ready to win, ready to get after it. They all know what they got to do to get through an NBA regular season. And look, I'm not advocating that. I'm saying that this is not me trying to make a case for the Clippers to win an NBA title. I'm not necessarily saying that. But I do think they'll be a good team. I do think they'll be a tough team to beat. I do think they'll be a tough out in the West. I do think they're a playoff team for sure. So, again, not saying they're going to win an NBA title, but I do like the team. Chris Paul can still get it done. He's still a very solid player. And look, it's not like he's going to have to do a whole bunch of scoring on that team. They got plenty of scoring. They got James Harden, Bradley Beal, Kawhi Leonard. They got plenty of scoring. Brook Lopez can score down low, spread the floor too. But you got good spacing. You got a floor general in Chris Paul. You got very capable scorers, guys who can fill it up. And James Harden, Bradley Beal, and Kawhi Leonard. You got good pieces. Now, can these pieces stay healthy is going to be a whole nother question and probably the biggest question when you talk about this Clippers team. But this is a solid team if they stay healthy. This is a solid, solid playoff caliber team that could win a playoff series, maybe win two playoff series again. If they get hot at the right time and if they're all healthy at the right time, who knows what they can do? I don't think they're beating an OKC. Now, we know Boston isn't going to be fully healthy in this year, and they've obviously broken that team apart a little bit. But I don't think they're necessarily beating a – they maybe could compete against the Cleveland. Probably not, but, I mean, and that wouldn't obviously be to the finals. I know the Clippers are obviously in the West and the Cavaliers in the East. But still, they could compete against some of the better teams. Again, I don't see them beating an OKC, but I think it would be a fun series. I think it would be a solid series. I don't necessarily know if they could beat a Denver. Now, I think they maybe could compete against the Denver a little bit, but I really like the moves that Denver has made this offseason too. Denver, I think, can definitely compete with an OKC though. But and we saw last year they went 7 with OKC. That was the really only team that gave OKC any trouble last year was the Nuggets. But going back to the Clippers just real quick again, talking about the signing of Chris Paul, and which is more than likely 99.9% sure this is going to be his final year. But, again, I like this Clippers team. If they can stay healthy, again, they got a team full of veterans that want to win, want to try and get a title before the year's over, because the only one out of that main group that I mentioned is Brook Lopez. He's the only one with a title. James Harden doesn't have one. Chris Paul doesn't have one. Bradley Beal doesn't have one. So these are all guys that are looking for their first ring and looking to get a ring before. Oh, Kawhi Leonard, he has two. I'm sorry. I totally forgot about Kawhi for a second there. But Kawhi does have two. But these other guys, they don't have one. So we'll see. But I do think that's a solid team. And then, you know, I obviously brought up Damian Lillard going back to the Trailblazers too. Him going back home, it just made sense for Dame. It just made sense. Look, after tearing the Achilles, you probably that if you wanted to get one more bag and wanted to, again, get a little bit of reassurance because you're not necessarily sure how your career is going to go after this torn Achilles and how effective maybe you'll be after this torn Achilles, going back home to Portland was the way to go. And look, Portland is trying to build towards something, and maybe Dame can help them get to a spot where they can start to be a playoff team, start to learn how to win. And, again, maybe he can help them get to that next step, which is, you know, maybe being a perennial postseason team or something like that. So I think it made sense for both parties. It's a good reunion, good coming home story. So good for Damian Lillard being able to get a deal even after tearing his Achilles and going to have some. And, look, he's got plenty of money. It's not like Damian Lillard is hurting for cash, but being able to get one more contract, probably the last bigger one of his career before he starts getting one-year deals and things like that if he keeps his NBA career going past this season. So I thought that was a good story too. So a couple good stories, Dame going back to Portland, where it all started, and Chris Paul going back to L.A., where, again, he had the most success in Lob City. We all remember how fun that was. And he really – he was the kind of the final piece Chris Paul was when you talk about when he went to the Clippers the first time. He was kind of that final piece that put it all together for the Clippers, and how, and he was that guy that made them a perennial playoff team. So maybe Damian Lillard going back to Portland can help do that for Portland again. So we'll see. But two good stories, I thought, in – Damian Lillard going back to the Trailblazers, and Chris Paul, we got the news yesterday, him going back to the Los Angeles Clippers. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Just got done talking a little bit about the NBA again. Dame going back to Portland, Chris Paul going back to the Clips. And I do want to transition over to the NFL now as we continue to get closer and closer to Atlanta Falcons training camp. We got some other training camps that are happening right now, some more teams that will report today. As training camp opened widely throughout the NFL Tuesday. Again, not all teams have reported yet. Again, the Falcons are going to report tomorrow, and then they'll start practicing on Thursday. And believe it or not, we're not too far away from the first NFL game of the year. It's going to be preseason. It's going to be the Hall of Fame game, but it's coming up in less than 9 days. And we're almost a week away from the Hall of Fame game. It'll be a week from Thursday. It's a Thursday, July 31st, between the Chargers and the Lions. So obviously they're at practice right now. We also got some footage from the Cowboys practice. And speaking of the Cowboys, it was good to see Dak Prescott and George Pickens connecting. Everybody got, you know, the fans got their oohs and ahs from that. And he connected with CD. I saw on one nice touchdown pass too. And then we get Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones kind of felt like spoiled the day a little bit almost for the Cowboys, because again, everybody was happy to see the Dak Prescott to George Pickens connection and things of that nature. Then we hear Jerry Jones talking about some, you know, oh, before you make an investment, you gotta, you know, talking about guys being healthy, and kind of took a shot at Micah Parsons, saying, you know, he missed 6 games last year, so we got to be careful in this and third. And it's not that he's wrong about what he said. It's just that, like, the way you said it, and you took a shot at Dak Prescott too on the way, and again, he wasn't wrong. Yes, you signed Dak Prescott, and then he missed what, 2/3 of the season, or however much it was. But that's the risk you take, and nobody is crying over your spilled milk besides you. I mean, it just, you had to pay Dak. You didn't have any other option, and you better pay Micah or another team when you're going to lose him. You're going to look stupid. I mean, that's just what it is. So I understand he's like, you know, we got to, you know, weigh all these things and think about all these things before we sign guys to long-term commitments, because guys have been hurt and blissed that and the third and blah, 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 blah. I get it. I get what Jerry Jones is saying, and he's not wrong. But gosh darn it, Jerry, your delivery could have been a little bit better. That's all I'm getting at. Your delivery could have been a little bit better, because it really just sounded like you threw Micah Parsons and threw Dak Prescott on the bus, and it kind of sounds like you called him injury prone just a little bit. It really sounds like you called him injury prone just a little bit. That's all I'm getting at. So I think that wording of Jerry Jones's message could have been better, because again, I don't disagree with him. I mean, just like how, and he kind of talked about this too, just like how players weigh certain things about teams and they make certain decisions and look at certain things and make decisions based on where the team is at and this, that, and the third. It's the same thing for, you know, these teams when they're handing out these extensions. Okay, how durable has this guy been? How reliable has this guy been? You know, what do the numbers look like? All that. So I get it. Again, what he said wasn't necessarily wrong. It was just the way he delivered it was just felt like icky. So it is what it is. But that was, again, Jerry Jones being Jerry Jones and saying things that maybe necessarily could have been said, or, you know, it could have been said differently. So either way it goes. And we were just talking about some good stories in the NBA as far as, you know, Chris Paul going back to the Clippers, probably going to retire with the Clippers. How about this story real quick? Phillip Rivers making it official. He is announcing his retirement as a Charger. Remember, he went out of the league as a Indianapolis Colt, if you can remember. But he made it clear yesterday in his announcement that he is going to retire a Charger. Played 16 seasons with the Chargers, holds team records in every major category, won 137 career games, and number two among quarterbacks without a Super Bowl ring, and 10th all time. He said this, I think gratitude really is the first thing that comes to mind, Rivers said in this announcement video that he made. What I miss and what I'm most appreciative and thankful for are those relationships. So, again, congratulations to Phillip Rivers officially retiring as a now L.A. Charger. It was a San Diego Charger when he was there, but officially retiring as a Charger. So, good stuff there. It makes you feel good. Tugs at the heartstrings a little bit. But, anywho, that is my time. Appreciate you tuning in. We will continue to talk Falcons training camp battles tomorrow. We'll see if the Braves can get themselves another win. And we'll have all that and more coming up for you on a happy Get Over to Hump Day edition of the Hometown Take coming up tomorrow. But coming up next year on Sports Radio 99 The Game, it's the morning shift. Mikey P, Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, and Bo Squidbelly Morgan getting back in the saddle, getting you ready for Falcons training camp as well and more. The morning shift with Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, and Bo Morgan coming up next. Until I talk to you guys tomorrow, peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.